Well, once a month in this church, we celebrate communion. And we do it once a month so it doesn't become trite or become old, but we believe the Lord does something supernatural in communion. It's not just participating in a couple of elements and a religious tradition. No, I believe the Lord heals people, speaks to people, puts something fresh inside of us, as he has done already this morning. And this morning, as we do this, the scripture tells us we do this in remembrance of him. The memory is not a memory of just what he did a long time ago. Thank you so much. But it's a memory, thank you, brother, of what he does for us right now, today, as he spoke his word. He brings light into the darkness, even of where we're in darkness sometimes, or we don't see the next step. He brings light and shows his way. And we hold on tight to his hand, and Dad does all things well. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world. So we take just a moment and we examine if there's anything in our lives that might yet be outstanding that we need to take care of with him. And if we do, make a quick account of it. If there's somebody with whom you have difficulty in relationship in this room that you need to get it right with, go ahead, go to that person. We're not going to judge you. We're going to give you time and keep our eyes closed while you get things sorted out. Or if that person is not in the room, then we urge you to go ahead and take communion and make a commitment to the Lord that you'll take care of it on your first opportunity. The Lord does something, even supernaturally, as we participate in communion together. So let's just make sure for a moment as we pause that all things are right with the Lord, and then we'll participate together. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We thank you that your faithfulness is great. And we've celebrated in your presence already, and we come to you covered by the blood of Jesus, free from sin and condemnation, free from shame, as we come and do this in remembrance of you. As we hold this wafer, we believe and understand that it represents and is your body broken for us. You took our sins on yourself, and Jesus, we are so grateful. You're our only Savior, the only Savior. You're the only one who went to the cross, bore the beatings, went to the cross, died, was buried, and rose again. And we give you praise and thanks for your body broken for us. Let's do this in remembrance of him and participate together. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, how do we understand fully all that your blood represents? Your blood ratifies a new covenant. It's a new covenant with God signed by the blood of Jesus. We are in the New Testament, a new testament, new contract with God through the blood of Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed. And this morning, where healing is needed, raise up your hand and just say, I receive you, Lord. Come on, say it with me. I receive you, Lord. I receive your healing power right now. Receive you, my Lord. We thank you. Let's do this in remembrance of him and partake together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name. You are so great, Lord.